Hello, and welcome to Community Conversations. Community Conversations will be a series of pre-recorded interviews that'll last about 20 to 30 minutes. Some might go a little bit longer. We're hosting them right here at KRFY 88.5 FM on both Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m. This is an interim show because many of us missed the morning show. It's not a replacement for the morning show, however, but this show will bring current topics of interest, as well as general ongoing items of interest that we might normally play, featuring for Julie and I things about North Idaho's recreation, lifestyle, outdoor economies. We're going to highlight voices from our community, and we're really proud to have a few in today. We're using some new technology, at least new to us, to record so that all the participants can be engaged remotely. So please bear with us if there's any gaps or skips created by the internet or other things. Occasionally we'll have a little hiccup. And bear in mind that these are recorded shows. We're recording this on the Friday before the intended play date, so things could change. Check on current information always. And with that, Julie, what was your Earth Day like?
Well, Phil, it was a little bit quiet because there was not much happening for this year's Earth Day. So it was mostly yard work on the earth around my home. And what about you, Phil? How was your Earth Day?
I got a little bit of yard work in, cut up a larch tree that came down in the big storm about 3 weeks ago. And it was getting in the way between my garden and my compost bin. And we couldn't let that happen.
That's right. And I will say that post-Earth Day, I've been out doing a bit of mushrooming, and I just showed the video participants my haul, which was not much of a haul, four morels.
Yeah, well, that's four more than I have found so far, but I haven't gone looking. We might do that a little bit on Sunday if the weather clears. About being open and available to do things, of course, the great outside is open with some precautions. A lot of people are out engaging on their favorite trails. And a lot of businesses that really are essential this time of year are open. And we're going to feature on our first segment today one of those open for businesses, the Flower Farm, with Dennis Moore. Welcome to the show this morning, Dennis.
Well, thank you, Phil. I appreciate being here.
So,
Dennis, you are open for business. Why don't you briefly tell us about your business? I know you're a family business and you've been around Sandpoint for a long time.
Well, that's right. The Flower Farm's been here. I think this is our 26th season. My wife, Cindy, and I have been operating it since 2004. And we're thankful to Governor Little that he declared agricultural businesses engaged in food production to be essential. So we're able to remain open with some, you know, precautions we're taking. And I'd be happy to tell you a little bit about that if you'd like to know.
I would like to know how busy you've been.
Oh, we've been extremely busy. You know, I think there's a renewed interest with this health emergency in producing your own food. So demand for vegetable starts has been very strong. But more than that, I think people need the flowers. We're just selling tons of flowers. And, you know, flowers can calm you, can bring some joy into your life when all the news you hear on the various media is just depressing. And I think that's what's fueling the demand, which is truly exceptional.
Well, your business, as I understand it, is renowned for your flowers and your flower. And I have a number of friends that Mother's Day is sort of the time for them to get a wonderful basket from you. Tell us how you're conducting business. How are people getting those baskets these days?
Well, what we do, you know, is a convenience for people. Rather than having to come in a mad rush on Mother's Day weekend and try and find a hanging basket for mom, we allow people to come in from the time we're open on April 1st, and pick out a basket, put their name on it, and then pick it up many times before mid-May. And so right now we have a lot of hanging baskets that belong to people that will be picking them a little later once the weather warms.
It's probably nice to have some of that certainty of business, and obviously that's one change that this has brought about. Tell us about some of the other changes in the way that you're doing business, what safety precautions or other business patterns you're seeing.
Well, you know, Phil, The flower farm has always practiced very strong sanitation and disinfection protocols just for the sake of the health of the plants. But now with the human health is more of a concern, we're extending those efforts and we're spraying down many surfaces that the customers may touch on a daily basis with a disinfectant. And of course, we have a hand washing station with soap and water and bottled hand sanitizer for customers to use. We've made the greenhouse aisles all one way, so people don't have to meet face-to-face in the aisle, and we're asking people to maintain 6 feet of distance between themselves and the other shoppers, as well as staff. So, you know, we're committed to making it a safe environment for people, and people can feel comfortable shopping at the flower farm. But there are those who just don't want to venture out. And so what we've been doing for them is allowing ordering by email. So people will download the plant list on our website, send us an email listing what they would like with their phone number and a good time to reach them. And the following day, we'll call them, finalize the order, take their payment information, and set up a time for them to pick up their order in the parking lot so they don't have to come in.
That's really nice and a good change for this time. You know, Dennis, your business is open a relatively short period of the year and it's coinciding with the shutdown. How do you see that impacting your business this year and future years?
Well, you know, there was a lot of fear and trepidation going into this as we were opening on April 1st. We didn't know what was going to happen. And as you recall, that was just a few days prior, the governor issued his order. But honestly, I think it's only had a positive effect for us. As I say, the demand for both vegetable starch and for flowers has been exceeding our expectations. One thing we did when we kind of saw this coming, we saw the writing on the wall, so to speak, we decided to increase our production of vegetables. So we planted about double the amount of vegetable starch that we normally plant in anticipation of a strong demand. And we haven't been disappointed.
I'm intrigued by the vegetable starch because I'm looking outside at my garden and I'm still getting it ready, but it seems like spring is a little bit earlier and a little bit drier and warmer this year. It seems on a gut feel like it's going to be a really good season. What are you seeing in terms of trends? What's most popular right now for you?
Well, I'll tell you, we put out our first crop of broccoli and cabbage and lettuce, and it sold out within a few days. And we have some subsequent crops on the way that are not quite ready yet, so we'll have more. But demand has been very strong for that. And, of course, our tomatoes are always popular. And people are buying them earlier than we're used to seeing.
Good to hear it. Well, Dennis, you are our first interview with our segment Open for Business, and it sounds like business is going really well for you. I'm so happy to hear that. We're going to conclude this interview, but I would ask that you would share your information, your email, so that if folks were wanting to make an email order, and if you have any last comments.
Well, I would just say the thing to do is be to go to sandpointflowerfarm.com, and on that website, you'll find a page for plant lists. You can download those plant lists, make your selections from that, and then click the email link on the homepage and send us that email if that's the way you want to do it. And of course, we're open for people to come and browse in the greenhouse as well. And I guess if I were to add one thing, it would just be that this is a trying time for everybody. And I would just urge everyone to treat one another with kindness and respect and keep your distance.
And give someone a flower.
There's a good idea.
good words of wisdom and a great resource. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dennis.
Well, thanks for having me, Phil. And Julie, I really appreciate the opportunity to say hello to all of our customers and everyone else in the community.
Well, that concluded Dennis Moore's really nice interview for Open for Business. And Phil will now move on to our main event, our interview for the morning, and that's going to be with Kelly Burt, who is the Farmers Market Manager. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, Kelly.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, yes, it's great to have you here.
We're all excited that it's springtime and the Farmers Market may be back.
Yes, I know. Yeah, spring is here, and I think our farmers are excited, and it does seem like it's going to be an early spring this year. The dandelions are already popping out.
That's very true. I've noticed quite a few in my yard. Kelly, tell us just a little bit about you and what your job entails at the farmers market, and then we're going to move on to the big questions about this year's market.
Sure, yeah. So I'm the farmers market at Sandpoint Manager. I've been managing it for 3 years now. I am in charge of just about everything farmers market. So I do the music, the special events, the marketing, and the big ticket items of the vendors, just managing vendors. And it's a big job, but I'm really passionate about it, and it's really rewarding.
And you're doing a great job. Boy, the farmers market is such a high point of summer here in Sandpoint. Tell us, how are you managing during this pandemic? You're both with the job and you as a person, you personally.
Well, I'm very busy with my job as manager at the farmers market. But personally, you know, we're really lucky. My husband and I have a little 18-month-old son who keeps us really busy and focused on just slowing down, and we're doing a lot of gardening with him. And so we've been having a really good time as a family, just staying in and eating extravagant meals together and just enjoying life together.
Good to hear it. That seems to be a theme among folks here in Sandpoint, excellent meals. When we spoke a few days ago to schedule this interview, there was a proposed opening date for the farmers market, but I understand that's been changed or somewhat up in the air. Why don't we start with that? What's happening with the market this year?
Sure. Yeah. So our normal opening day is the first Saturday in May. We have decided to postpone that. We hope to have it open, I will just say, as soon as possible. But right now we're working with the best way to open the farmers market for the community to provide safe food in the safest way possible.
So the fundamental question, there will be a farmers market of some form happening. It's really a question of when and how and whether it looks the same or different. So let's dive into some of those things.
Sure. Yeah. So we are going to have a farmers market at Sandpoint this year. It's going to look very different. We're focusing on either having a physical market where we're going to have some restrictions. We would need to restrict the number of people to really respect the social distancing guidelines that are put forth by the governor, but also by farmers market coalitions around the country and guidelines that are being implemented by farmers markets all over and locally. So once we get a handle on that and we have a physical location where we can accommodate all of our vendors, we will be opening in some form, but we're also looking at an online market so that we can safely provide produce to those that don't want to fight the crowds and that don't want to risk their health or find it unsafe to be in that setting.
So tell us a little more about, it sounds like there's some industry best practices or standards being developed. Dive into those a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, we've got great resources coming out of the University of Idaho has been an amazing help for us. We're part of the Idaho Farmers Market Association. So they've put forth some best practices, and a lot of those are focusing on just restricting the number of customers you have within the area to maintain that 6 feet of social distancing at all times. It's also focusing on hand washing, coming up with a plan of how you wash your hands, how often you are washing your hands. This is obviously applying to the vendors too. You know, we want to keep our vendors safe, but we also want the vendors to, you know, be in safe in their practices. And a lot of the farmers markets in the area are requiring their vendors to wear masks. They're encouraging customers to wear masks in public too, especially in these public areas where social distancing, you might not be able to maintain those 6 feet at all times.
Sure. Kelly, in looking up which farmers markets were going to be open this year, I was able to see that Bonner's Ferry is having an opening and Kootenai County and Hayden are. I'm guessing or understanding from what you're telling us that the challenge with our Sandpoint farmers market is really just the venue, the access. It's impossible to control how many folks are coming.
Yeah, we're blessed with Farm and Park and that we have that beautiful park under the trees to have our market. But there's so many points of entry within there that we're looking at somewhere where we can have a street. And so we know how many people we have in there at once. So that because the farmers market, we're not only a place where you get food, but we gather and we sit and have lunch. And it's a beautiful thing. But right now, it's just not the safest thing for our community.
Yeah, when I think of the farmer's market, I go as much for the socializing as the veggies. And this time of year, the plant starts. So it must be a challenge to find the balance of how to accommodate all of those needs, especially within the context of the guidelines coming out from the governor's office.
Yeah, it is a challenge. And we are thankful that we do have these guidelines to go off of, though, too. But it is going to be hard to look at the farmers market not as in a social aspect this year. I know we all love coming out of the winter hibernation and seeing all of our neighbors and friends again in Farm and Park.
And I think the musicians will be wanting to have a place to play besides the internet.
Yes, and they're not going to have it in Farm and Park, unfortunately. Until further notice, all of our musicians, all of our music, and all of our special events are going to be postponed, which is a shame, but it's the right thing to do right now. We're also going to be postponing our Wednesday markets until further notice. I think that is maybe a little obvious, but I do want to state that just because we need to get the Saturday market up and running, and then we'll work on Wednesday markets.
Sure. And when it is up and running, depending on the governor's four-step phase-in that was announced yesterday, you as an essential business, the farmers market, has been limited to food, produce, and cleaning items. So there are a lot of vendors that aren't going to be able to be included this year.
Yes. And we are going to miss our crafters. We love our fine arts and crafters and our hot food vendors. I hope to highlight them on our social media, through social media posts. I think right now the internet is just booming with information, and I really hope that people tune in to the Farmers Market Facebook and our Instagram page, as well as our website, and I will be highlighting those fine arts and craft vendors because we are going to really miss them.
And so as the governor's plan looks at a phased approach to bring back some of those things, then it might be that later in the season, you'd be able to have the craftspeople and the musicians and the hot food vendors back. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're going to reassess on a weekly basis. As soon as we feel it's safe and as soon as the city feels it safe, as soon as Panhandle Health District, you know, we're working with everybody in this community to make these hard decisions. And as soon as it's right, we're going to welcome them back and we'll have music and gatherings once again.
Very good. Kelly, we as consumers understand the concern of a large gathering of people in a venue like the farmers market, but what are the vendors telling you about their concerns? What are they most worried about?
I think right now they're most worried about having that venue to sell their produce. Like Dennis said before, there's a huge interest in food right now, local food and growing their own food. And so our farmers have just tons of food ready, tons of starts ready. And there's a great concern of how to get that product to our community.
In the absence of the opening of the farmers market, what are some of the things they're doing? Are they going elsewhere? Is there an online presence? Tell us more about that.
So you can find our vendors on the farmers market website. It's sandpointfarmersmarket.com. And you'll be able to find all of your favorite vendors that way. You can contact them directly. Some of them have online stores set up already. But if they don't, shoot them an email, call them. If you don't find them on our website, you can always email me or call me, and all that information is on our website. And so I can get you in touch with whatever vendor or whatever item you're looking for.
So with a delayed start and a staggered start and the opportunity for vendors to do sales in a different way, the business model seems to be shifting some. And at the same time, we keep reading about the impact the COVID crisis has on our food supply, our food chain nationwide, regionally, and that there could and should perhaps be a greater focus on producing food locally. Do you see a long-term trend towards more activity from vendors, your current vendors, or more vendors?
Yes, I do. I think a lot of our vendors are seeing this as a way to strengthen our local food economy. And we have a really good community that is really supportive of our farmers, but I think this is a way to draw in even more people through this terrible thing. I think some good things are going to happen. Like you said, businesses are starting to think outside of their normal business models. And I think the farmers market can do the same thing too.
Yeah, good. That's a good positive attitude, and I agree with it. Question about you as manager of the Sandpoint Farmers Market and the organization itself. How is that organization doing with fewer vendors, and are there resources for you to look toward, such as the grants and loans that we're hearing about?
Yeah, and I've read about quite a few grants that are available, and honestly, I haven't had a spare moment time to look into any of those. And so I do want to just put it out there to the community that we're always looking for volunteers in the community. There are wonderfully smart people that could help with this. And so if there is anybody that is interested in writing grants, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to put you to work.
Good. That's a great request, and I hope somebody will follow up on that.
Well, it's an important thing to remember. Today we are celebrating, as we record this, Idaho Gems Day, and that's going to be ongoing too for the next month, which is going to place emphasis on consumers really looking locally to our small businesses, and the farmers market is one we would encourage our listeners to include as they consider how they support local business.
I couldn't agree more. Well, Kelly, as we wrap up the interview with you, the manager of Sandpoint Farmers Market, is there anything else you might like to add?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody in the community for being so understanding as we really try to navigate this difficult time. We're trying to do the best thing for the community, but for also our vendors. And I just want to remind everybody that, our vendors are open for business. Even if we don't have the physical farmers market opening next weekend, they still have vegetables. I know I'm craving fresh greens. I'm sure a lot of other people are too. So look online for those vendors.
And what's the best way for people who want to stay in touch with the market, website, Facebook, social media, other ways to keep track of things as they develop?
Yeah, so you can go on to our website, sandpointfarmersmarket.com. There's a newsletter, so you can sign up for the newsletter, and I'll be sending updates as we have any. You can email me at farmersmarket@sandpoint@gmail.com. And then good old Facebook and Instagram, we're active on there, and that's a great way to find our vendors as well. But always feel free to reach out to me, and I can put you in touch with whoever you're looking for.
Well, very good. Kelly Burt, Sandpoint Farmers Market Manager, I want to thank you for joining us here at 88.5 FM with our new show, which is called Community Conversations. This has been a great interview. And a note to the listeners that this is a recorded interview. We mentioned it at the beginning, and we'll be playing it several days after it's been recorded. So there is a possibility that there will be some changes, but hopefully not too many. And Kelly, maybe by the time we're airing, we'll know when the Sandpoint Farmers Market is opening. Fingers crossed.
Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a great day.